Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, back with another episode of Side Hustle Pro, and I am back with a solo episode. Today is another co-working episode, so co-work with me. Let's get into the week. Right now it's Monday, July 19th. You guys will see this episode later this week, and I'm kicking off the week by, of course, checking on my funnel. If you listened to last week's episode, episode 258, you know that I have been revisiting and refocusing on refining my goal-getter action plan funnel. What's a funnel? What am I talking about? I went over all of that in 258, so go back and start there with my first co-work with me episode. But for today's episode, I want to just touch on two things. First, I got some questions after last week's episode, so I want to answer those because I figure if one person has that question, then a few people probably have that question. And number two, I want to talk about what I said I would talk about at the end of last week's episode, which is how you can make money on your thank you page for your freebie. So let's get into those one at a time. Number one, shout out to Reagan for sending these over. And she said, I love the episode and I am in the process of setting up my funnel. How do you go from someone giving you their emails to a list format? Do you link an application that creates the spreadsheet? All right, Reagan, so let's talk about this. Now, I take for granted that people know what I mean when I say lists, lists, lists. All right, so let's talk in plain English. First of all, when you start creating an email list, you don't need to do this manually. That's what an email service provider is. So basically, you sign up for a service that keeps all of this data in a cloud for you that you can access anytime you need to, and you can log in and you can send emails to everyone that has elected to get emails from you anytime you need to. The great thing about email service providers is that you can start all of this for free. It's only when you have accumulated thousands and thousands of emails that you start having to pay. So I've talked over the last few episodes about AWeber. So that's AWEB as in boy, ER. So AWeber.com is an email service provider that provides all of these services. And right now you can get the pro plan for free with code HustlePro for a free 30-day trial of AWeber's pro plan right now. And I tell you a little bit more about that later in this episode. So basically, when you sign up for these plans, you know, you log in each week, you'll see everyone who gave you their name and email address. And these people gave this to you when you either set up a landing page where they could download your freebie, or you have a opt-in box on your website to join your newsletter or to get your newsletter or opt-in box somewhere in your online world. So all those people that enter that information, it's all going to your email service provider. It's all going to be stored there. Now, what you want to start doing early on in this process is tagging people, aka labeling people, meaning you want to label people with a word that describes how they got on your email list. Because if you don't, when it's time to send a focus message about a particular topic, you won't know who's interested. And your open rates are going to be lower if you just blast it out to everybody rather than to people who are definitely interested in this thing. Case in point, for me, when I want to reach people who are interested in learning more about productivity, time management, and everything that the Goal Getter Action Plan is about, I'm going to reach out to the people tagged Goal Getter or Goal Getter Action Plan. When I want to reach people who are interested in podcasting, I am going to send a focused email, dedicated email to people who have joined my world because they downloaded something about podcasting, because they clicked on something about podcasting, and I know that they're interested in podcasting. Similarly with social media marketing and so forth and so forth. Whatever you offer, make sure that you are making sure that people who enter your list through that method are getting tagged with that. So I hope that's helpful for you, Reagan, and hope that all makes sense. Do not try to do this all manually. Speaking of manually, you had a follow-up question, and I want to get to this as well. So you said, if you have already accumulated emails from prior interactions and business relations, is it ethical to add them to your mailing list? So what I think that you're talking about here, Reagan, is you probably, maybe before you recognize that you could use an email service provider, were doing things manually. So if a customer checked out of your website or in person, if you were doing in-person sales, you maybe have had your own back-end system that was more manual, and now you have all these names and all these email addresses, and you're like, hey, I want to put them all onto this platform now, and I want to start messaging them. Well, it is not ethical to add people to a mailing list without having them opt in. So the great thing about an email service provider is that they do that for you. So they do that double opt-in where someone downloads a freebie, then they get an email confirming the subscription. So asking them like, did you mean to subscribe to this list? Because now you're on the list. So they're making sure that people understand their rights and understand their choice and don't end up with emails that they don't want. And you want that to happen because you don't want people on your list that don't want to be there. I touched on that last week, but once you have a certain number of email addresses, you start having to pay once you have thousands and thousands of people on your list. And you don't want to be paying for people who don't want to hear from you and who are not opening your emails, okay? So just because you accumulated emails and you somehow within your life met these people, interacted with these people, that doesn't mean they want to be on your email list. And also, it is not ethical and it's not right to add them without them giving you that permission. So here's what you can do. What you can do is you can ask them if they want to be on your list, and how you go about doing that. You can either send them a text, or to make your life easier, you can actually, number one, sign up for an email service provider. Number two, create a landing page where they will now be able to opt in to being on your mailing list. So it can say something like, you know, welcome to the world of Reagan, and here is the email list subscription page. Enter your name and email if you want to continue to hear from me, right? And then you're going to just send them a message and say, hey, you know, I'm sending you this message because this may be of interest to you. If you want to continue to hear from me, please click here. And that is a way that you can give them the option to opt in ethically to your list. All right. So now that I'd covered that, I want you guys to know if you have any additional questions on this whole marketing funnel process, don't hesitate to reach out. Just hit me up at hi@sidehustlepro.co. I love hearing from you, and I definitely love hearing if this is helpful or not. I really want this to be as helpful as possible. So this is why I'm doing this. I don't normally get this like behind the scenes, pull back the curtains, but I want to test this out and see how it feels for you and for me. So let's do this. Now, the second thing I said I was going to talk about is tripwires. Okay, so what is a tripwire? I'm going to use the definition from powerdigitalmarketing.com because I really like their definition. So essentially, this is direct quote, all right? So quote, a tripwire is an irresistible low-priced offer that's sole purpose is to convert a potential customer into an actual customer. Boom. Okay, the boom isn't part of the quote. Back to the quote. This small offer helps accelerate the buyer's journey by letting customers dip their toes in without having to make a big purchase. So that is it in a nutshell. Tripwire marketing is the practice of offering your prospects, your leads, aka people who are interested and, you know, made their way over to your website and landing page. It is offering them a low-cost product and with the intention of letting them know about your other more expensive products later on. And the reason that you do that is essentially it just starts to build that buyer purchaser behavior. If people know that they have purchased from you before and they enjoyed and felt and found value at a low cost, they are more willing and more likely to invest at a higher cost later on. And so that's the purpose of tripwire marketing. It's really getting people into your ecosystem that know and value your services or your products or whatever it is that you create a tripwire for. So for me, I've had a thank you page up for eons with this funnel and I've never put a tripwire on it. I have a tripwire on another funnel, but I have not had one on this page. So I've decided to test one out. Why? Because number one, I do have an upgrade for this product and I want people to know about that. So there are two ways that they can know about the upgrade. They come onto the list after downloading the freebie, then they go through the email sequence. And in the email sequence, I tell them about the upgrade, or I can just offer it on the thank you page. And again, this is a test because why not? Give yourself permission to test in your business and stop thinking that everything has to be perfect the first time you do something or else you're not going to do it at all. So the reason why I offer this upgrade is because I know that if you're interested in getting the freebie, which is basically the breakdown templates that you can use to set your goals for the month and a week, then I know that you're likely probably interested in the mini course, the full Goal Getter Action Plan mini course, where I walk you through exactly how to think, how to do it, and then also how to recalculate if you start finding that, you know, it's not working and you're not accomplishing your goals. So I know that you're likely to be interested in that. So why not allow you to have the opportunity and option to get this upgrade? Now, with the upgrade, it is the very same price as what you'll see if you just go through the email process. So the upgrade that's on the tripwire, I mean, it's the $27 promotional price for Goal Getter Action Plan. So there are two ways that you're going to see it, but this tripwire ensures that you see it because it's on the thank you page. And just in case you don't open your emails for the rest of the sequence or you decide to unsubscribe, you're getting presented with this opportunity. So, make sense? If you want to see it for yourself in action, go over to sidehustlepro.co/goals. I will link to that. And then fill out the form and then you'll be taken to the thank you page so you can see my tripwire in action.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'll talk to you about the pros and the cons about tripwires. So the pro of tripwires is, you know, obviously you make money, but it's not just making money because that money allows you to reinvest into marketing. So many people use tripwires to actually reinvest into Facebook ads or Instagram ads or any ads whatsoever, because that money is like paying for an ad. And that's what I discovered with actually my podcast Moguls Funnel. So I also have a tripwire on the thank you page. Y'all hear my baby acting up? Mom life. He's just expressing himself, you guys. He's really excited about tripwires also. So basically, what I learned from putting a tripwire on the thank you page before is that, one, yes, it is absolutely great for reinvesting in Facebook ads and just supporting marketing. If you do it right, it's almost like it pays for your ads, and then, you know, the ads pay for themselves. But then also, there are some cons to tripwires, and mainly the con of a tripwire, especially after someone has downloaded a freebie and they see a tripwire on a thank you page, is confusion. The confusion and having to deal with the comments of, I thought this was free. This isn't free. This costs this amount. It's optional. It's optional, you guys. You can, the thank you page, it says thank you, and then it gives you an optional offer. So be prepared for that. Whenever there's an optional offer, even though it's optional, people will be confused. They will think it's mandatory. They will think somehow they got the okie doke pulled on them, and that's not the case, clearly. So those are the pros and cons. I'll allow you to choose for yourself, decide what you would like to do. But I would say that with all of this, it really is fun just to test things out, to be able to say, hey, I tried out that concept. It didn't work for me, or I didn't love it, and see, you know, what your comfort zone is. I think there was a time when I might have paused my tripwire because I was just tired of being inundated with that confusion. But then I eventually returned to it. And what I think I will do ultimately one day is just have a customer service team to deal with any of those kind of questions, to make sure that I'm not spending that energy that I could be spending thinking creatively or working on answering people who are confused. So, how do you create one? How do you decide what should be yours? Well, first of all, kind of do an overall audit of everything you offer, everything that you're constantly asked about, things that you know, things that are relevant to your business or relevant to the product or freebie that people are downloading. And then think about, is there a way you can summarize this that would be valuable, that would provide real guidance that you can create into a document, something that you can, you know, pull together and then create it as something that you offer for a low cost, but still, again, retains that value. So that's how you start to think through, okay, what should my tripwire be? So for Podcast Moguls, for example, the tripwire that I have is another mini course guide that goes over how to record, edit, and start your podcast very easily. So that's something that everyone needs who signs up for Podcast Moguls and everyone's interested in. And so if you're at the level where you just want to know how to get started quickly, that is perfect for you. And so that is how I determined to come up with that tripwire. But there's so many others I can think of and I can use. And it's just a matter of carving out some time to actually work on it. And that's the only thing, is just making sure that you set aside like 2 to 3 hours to think through the actual content, to put together whatever you need for the content, whatever slides, whatever videos you need to record, and then compile it all, create whatever PDFs and graphics you need, and then complete it. So I think the most challenging part of the tripwire is not thinking of what to do, but actually executing. So jot down your ideas, but then also carve out time to put it together. Otherwise, it'll just sit there. And, you know, I did this like for a few, almost a year, just like thought about, oh, I could probably do a tripwire. But because I didn't actually put the time on my calendar, it took me a while to actually compile it all and finally pull it together and go in on the back end and create the checkout form and all of that good stuff. But again, the good thing is that all of this can be done for you. So whatever service you use for your landing pages and your email service provider, all of that can be done within that. So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, how do I make the shopping cart and how do I do this? Like, all of that is provided for you as an option on your landing page already. So you literally drag and drop. Oh, okay. You want to do a checkout. All right. And then you just have to connect it to Stripe to make sure that it's processing the payments and it's going into your bank account. So all of that is not said to overwhelm you. That's why I don't even really get into that, because that granular stuff that sounds like, oh, that's complicated, that actually takes less time than you think. What takes the most time is actually you getting out of your head and saying, I'm going to do this, and then doing it. So don't even worry about the tech stuff, because I promise you that tech stuff takes less time than you think. What takes the most time is creatively pulling it together. I hope that was helpful, you guys. And with that, I'm getting ready to wrap up. This was a short and sweet episode. And next week, let's see. Next week, I want to come back with some updates on my ad creation process. So I don't know if I mentioned this already, but my ads have been paused. Now, I know that I said last week I was going to have this up and you could go over to Facebook Ads Library and see it. And I linked to the Facebook Ads Library last week. I'll link it again. But something's been going on with my ads manager. It's been really clunky. And so I need to go through that, dig in. I'll try to screen record once I figure it out what's going on and set up the ads. But no matter what, I want to come in next week and talk to you more about Facebook and Instagram ads. So please let me know what your questions are so I can make sure that I'm covering what you want to know. And it'll kind of be like a co-work with me all about that mini training. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. It all depends on the questions you send me. So remember to shoot me your questions at hi@sidehustlepro.co, all about Facebook and Instagram ads. And with that, I will talk to you guys next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.